Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, folks. I am live today. I know many, which means most folks have the day off. Trevor and I do not. Trevor, go ahead and moan into the mic so people know that you're here.
I'm glad to be here. I got coffee and I'm excited.
I love this man. Okay, here's the deal. That we have decided, since we are working where the rest of the world is partying and barbecuing and suntanning and sunblocking, and that we decided today we are just going to have kind of fun, which doesn't mean if you have a serious problem that you're not allowed to call, because you are. And you'll know, you'll hear my voice go into Dr. Joy Brown mode, which is calmer and lower and slower. But we also decided, for those of you who are slaving in the vineyards like we are, or salt mines, or however we want to talk about it, that we would do kind of a holiday show, for lack of a better term. We're not going to deck the halls, and we're probably not going to set off a huge number of fireworks, but who knows? You never know around here. So, and today in history, kind of, and I know the real holiday is tomorrow, unless you're Canadian, and then it was earlier in the week. Okay, so here's the deal. Even the today is Comic Sans Day, and you're thinking, what does that mean? Well, I didn't know, because I know Comic Con, which is sort of introducing some of the big summer movies that are based on comic books, and it's in L.A. And they do it around here too, and people dress up as comic book characters, not children, you know, not 10-year-olds, but like 40-year-olds, which is a little weird. Okay, it's not a little weird. It's a lot weird. And there seems to be, bar hopping seems to be a basic part of it, which I guess is, if you're 40 years old dressed up like Superman, it would have to be part of it as far as I'm concerned. But that is not what this is. So I, you know, being the inquiring mind that we know I am, checked out what Comic Sans. I mean, do you know what it actually means, Trevor?
Yeah, it's a font. I'm a big type.
Oh, see, I knew you'd know, and you probably didn't even have to look it up.
Yep, it's the day to celebrate that cursed font that everybody uses on their flyers and looks really, really dumb.
Yeah, and the reason it's called Comic Sans, it's actually called Sans Serif, or Serif, which is a casual type face. It was designed, I'm reading this because I had no idea, by Vincent Canary and released in 1994 by Microsoft. It's classified as a casual, non-connecting script for use in informal documents inspired by comic book lettering, hence the term. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, I should just let you tell all this. All right, so the idea is that that people take offense at it. Did you know that?
Oh, yes. I take offense to it. It's really ugly.
Well, it is ugly. It turns out, though, here's a cool thing. Which is very psychological, because God forbid we don't do psychological stuff on this program. Everything's psychological. First of all, the Boston Phoenix reported on disgruntlement because it was Boston Phoenix was Boston Phoenix actually has an interesting, because I lived in Boston, so I know about it, had an interesting kind of arc. It started off as kind of a counterculture magazine, and it was free. Or a newspaper, giveaway newspaper. And then it went to subscription, and then it's sort of now, if not exactly mainstream, it's exactly, I mean, it's actually a real newspaper now. And they actually have a banned Comic Sans website out of Indianapolis. There you go. But somebody actually did, in the Netherlands, they have, this is why it has its own day, which is the first Friday of July. Two DJs in Netherlands who didn't have anything better to do with their time. Of course, I'm reporting on it, so that's sort of sad. Sort of made it a day. And now there are actually websites in Dutch companies who actually use it. But here's what happened. They did a study and found out that because it's difficult to read, it's really not, it's kind of ugly. And it's difficult to read that people, when they tested people who'd read this in kind of regular type fonts, and this one, that they retained it better because it was more difficult. So there you go. So if you want somebody to remember something, you should use an ugly font, which seems kind of depressing, but understandable. And I talked, this seems to be LeBron James week, because I talked about how he stole the movie out from under, basically, Bill Hader and Amy Schiller. He left the Cleveland Cavs in 2010.
Yes.
And they posted a rant letter to Cavalier fans, and it used Comic Sans font. So forever in basketball fans' minds, LeBron will be sort of associated with it. I think he should sue over that personally, but I think he has more money than God, as I understand it correctly. In fact, it's a running joke in the movie of he won't pick up any tabs. Yeah, but I think that's probably he runs away with the movie. I'll tell you about it later. Okay, so that's Comic Sans Day, and now you know something that is so obscure that only Trevor could know it, but he did know it. It's also National Chocolate Wafer Day, which I misread as Chocolate Water Day, which sounded much more disgusting than Chocolate Wafer Day. And most importantly, it's Compliment Your Mirror Day. Think about it for a moment. It will come to you, I promise.
Oh, mirror, you're so shiny and reflective.
And so beautiful. And so attractive. There you go. And so undusty. All right. Hugh Capet was crowned King of France, the first of the Capetian dynasty that would rule France until the French Revolution in 1792. And this happened in 987. So that's 13. So that's 8 years or something like that? That's a long time. Right? 8 and 13. 811 years. Okay. Quebec City, Quebec, was founded by Samuel de Champlain. I actually knew that. In 1608. Yay, Canada. Carl Benz. Okay. What do we think that is? The Benz patent motor wagon. The first purpose-built automobile in 1886. Well ahead of Henry Ford. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile. He invented the assembly line so that people could afford cars. So go Henry. In 1886, the New York Trib became the first newspaper to use a linotype machine, eliminating typesetting by hand. Have you ever seen a linotype machine? Have you ever been to a printer?
I have. I saw one. There's a great demonstration at the Minnesota State Fair of old news press kind of equipment, and it was fascinating.
It really is, and the smell of it. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I worked on a newspaper when I was in, I worked on newspapers in elementary school, junior high school, college, whatever. But before there were mimeograph machines, you used to go to a linotype thing, and you could see, and they would melt the old stuff. It was, and the smell of it is just wonderful. And I learned to read stuff upside down, which means I'm a real menace if I'm in your office and you're sitting behind your desk and you have papers there, because I learned to read type upside down, because that's how you had to proofread. A little known and fairly obscure fact, which nobody actually cares about. Idaho became the 43rd state in the U.S. in 1890. Kind of late. Did you know Idaho was that late? There were only five states after that, and then Hawaii and Alaska.
I didn't realize that.
You did or did not?
Did not, no.
Well, that's because you were looking at typefaces.
That's right.
There you go. All right, do you know what the Stone of Scone is?
I actually didn't look into this just so we could find out together.
I love this man. I mean, you could see he's always teacher's pet. Even when he wasn't prepared, he had a good reason that made it sound
Yeah.
I looked it up, though. It's also called the Stone of Destiny.
See, that's a lot better.
Yeah, the Coronation Stone. It's an oblong red sandstone that was used for centuries in the coronation of the monarchs of Scotland and later the monarchs of England and the Kingdom of Great Britain. It was kept in the now-ruined Scone Abbey in Scone near Perth. I've actually been to Perth. It's also known as Jacob's Pillow Stone. You know, I think I've actually seen it. Huh, who knows? It's 26 inches by almost 17 inches by 10.5 inches, and it weighs 336 pounds. A roughly incised cross exists on one surface, an iron ring on each end aids with transportation. It's last used in 1953 for Elizabeth II. There you go, 855-993-7569. Party day. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, as I mentioned, we're live today. Both Trevor and I are here. And if I seem a little jubilant today, it's just because I am on day two of getting actually a good night's sleep. And I actually counted that I went 17 days with 2 hours or less sleep a night. And, you know, I'm not a college student anymore. I'm not sure I could have done it for that long in college, which means you're running on adrenaline. I didn't knock on wood, I didn't get sick. It didn't change any of the things I was supposed to do. But it is disconcerting. I mean, for me at least, it was, you know, how much longer is this going to last? And I will tell you, I resorted for two nights to, I took half of a, I guess it was a Valium. I don't even know what it was, which is, I know, irresponsible, but nevertheless, you know, when you haven't got any sleep, at some point you think, ah. So I tried that one night, which worked, but I didn't want to do it again. I mean, I really didn't want to either psychologically or physiologically only be able to sleep with half a pill. And I know that it's kind of nothing, but I really didn't want to do it. And I think one night I had like two glasses of Prosecco, which is like double my limit. And I did, I really did pass out. But then for some reason there were fireworks, honest to goodness, I didn't dream them, outside my window that woke me up after about 2 hours. And I guess that's what alcohol does, is it allows you to go to sleep, but then you wake up. So, and I just was really clear that I needed to do something. And so, and as I said, one of my listeners had said for every time zone for every time zone difference, it takes a day. And he was off by one day. It actually took me 8 days but I've now had 2 days of sleep. So there, ha ha. So that, I don't want you to be upset that I've somehow had a personality transplant or I'm in my manic phase. I'm just not sleep deprived anymore. And today is a holiday for a lot of people, which always brings out the kind of, it either brings out the sullenness in me or the playfulness in me. And I decided that playfulness works better than sullen. How come I have to work and nobody else does? Okay, and I know I was off for when I was in Israel, so it's really not much of a hardship. And Trevor, you can hear, is a pleasure today. So we just decided, and I did something that I have really never done before, which is sort of focus on an individual. I'm a psychologist, and even in the days when I first started on the air, television shows would call up and say, "Could you come and bring a patient?" And I always said no. You know, that is really. You know, it's an undermining of the relationship, and I wouldn't do it. I think it's exploitive of my relationship with the client, and me, so I'm not going to do it. I never did it. And when people call up and say, "Will you comment on this situation?" Say, "Look, I don't know this person. I can comment on a general situation, but I can't comment on an individual person because I have never seen them. And if I'd seen them as a therapist, I couldn't comment on them anyway, because then it would be, you know, that's not a fair thing to do to somebody." So, but I've made an exception, and it's not really an exception because I'm not really asking people psychological questions and I'm not offering psychological advice or analysis, but the Donald just seems to be a little over the top. And so I just said, what do we do about Donald Trump? And let me tell you two things about this particular question. We got more responses on this than I think anything I've ever done in all my years of broadcasting in terms of Facebook responses. Now, obviously, when I started on the air, Facebook didn't exist. Faces barely existed. Books did exist. We had the Gutenberg press. So I'm kidding. All right. So, I was telling Trevor, the only thing that really has ever come close to this is, that a couple of years ago, I went on the air and I said, look, I've been on the air long enough that I've had to break a number of really difficult stories for you folks. And I've always felt like you should hear it from me first, and then I'm here to help you with whatever the fallout is. And unfortunately, it's my rather lamentable task to pass along to you some really heartbreaking news that Barbie and Ken have split. And then I took calls, because we didn't have Facebook then, we took calls for the next 3 hours of people saying that they had seen Barbie and Marge down in San Francisco at City Hall applying for a marriage license. And the question was not why Barbie and Ken had split, but why it had taken her so long, because he was just an empty suit and a plastic guy. And somebody else said that he was not anatomically correct, and we didn't understand, you couldn't understand what Barbie ever saw in him. It was just really fun. This is the highest number of responses I think we've ever gotten. And the only thing I can compare it with is I had mentioned that I was at the Genesis Award in Jerusalem, where they gave Michael Douglas the award, which is only 2 years old. They gave it to Michael Bloomberg last year. And there were a huge number of Russian oligarchs there, you know, movers and shakers. And I had been, as I mentioned, I'm not going to be able to use this excuse very much longer, sleep deprived And being on my very best behavior, as I said, long sleeve shirts, baggy pants, I was, you know, I was doing my best. As my daughter said, Mom, you have to look like a diplomat, not a rock star. And so there were all these Russians, and I just said, so what do we do about Putin? And it was a vast silence. And one person kind of piped up, and they, none of them would make eye contact with me, and which was kind of rude on my part, admittedly. And when somebody piped up and said, well, we have a whole bunch of crazy leaders these days. And I thought, okay, let it go. So the question we posed yesterday on Facebook was, what do we do about the Donald? And we got gobs of responses, and it seemed to me the perfect kind of lighthearted, in theory, I suppose. And even I think if you're Donald Trump, you've got to view this as, and if Donald wants to call and have equal time on the program, he is certainly welcome to do so. We'll give equal time to both he and his hair, either one, both, fine. So let's hear what we should do about Donald Trump. Trevor, do you have any suggestions before you open the massive tome that is our Facebook page on this?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think take him for what he is, which is clearly just entertainment, just an entertainment.
Yeah, I would say my response as a psychologist is ignore him. You know, but
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think it was Manny who said to me, "Do you think he's really running for president?" And I said, "No, he is really very good at publicity. He no more wants to be president than you probably do." So, all right, let's see what people said. All right, so what do we do about the Donald?
Okay, so Jane says, have him examined for mental health issues. I'd say sociopathic, narcissistic issues with a histrionic personality disorder. He needs help, not the spotlight.
Whoa.
Wow.
All right.
All right, so Robert says, ignore him. Eventually that blowhard should get the hints and go away.
This is going to be kind of fun today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Donald, as I said, you can certainly call up and respond. There you go. Yeah. See, we're giving him publicity. There you go.
Give his side of the story.
Yeah.
Tracy suggests shave his head. Other than that, I don't know. I never listen to what he has to say.
If you're Ivana, you're probably just sort of laughing hilariously today. Or Marla Maples, because she got dumped, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember, she was the one who carried her her wedding gown around with her. And he married her. He had a child with her, I think a daughter, and married her right after September 11th. But now he's married to a model or something, which he's been married to for a couple of years. All right, we return. Yeah, look, folks, if you have something even semi-serious you want to call about, please feel free. But it's a day where lots of people have off. And if you do, and this is your chance to call, please don't at all be deterred by our kind of lighthearted approach to the world today, because we can switch on a dime. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life. to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's been July with its gentle bite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're doing something a little different today, something a bit lighthearted, I suppose, unless you're the Donald, which is, but he kind of opened himself up to it. First of all, he announced this month he's going to run for president. And he also sort of at a Republican fundraiser or something, made some really unconscionable remarks, which has caused a firestorm, which is really, I mean, him running for president, but that sort of really hurtful remarks that caused Macy's to cancel on him, apparently NBC is not going to work with him on the Miss Universe pageant anymore, and that it was really, and thank goodness that people are sort of standing up and saying, this is not okay. Speaking of which is not okay, did you see that NASCAR had kind of waffled a little bit on the Confederate flag issue. They said, we won't make it part of the official NASCAR sort of logos anymore, but if people want to bring them, it's okay. And now, today, they've said, no, don't do it. You know, we really want NASCAR to be inclusive, and this is offensive to an awful lot of people. So, I mean, look, when NASCAR says no flags, I mean, that's a little different than Walmart or Amazon of saying, because that's kind of their constituency to a certain extent. So good for them. Look, if it's offensive to people, I mean, think about flying the Nazi Iron Cross. That, yes, it was used, it's an ancient symbol, and yes, it was used well before Nazi Germany, but for an awful lot of people, there's a visceral response to it. And for an awful lot of people, that is an intended response. So, you know, look, if we're going to offend people, let's do it on a one-on-one basis, not with symbols. Let's have the courage of our convictions to say, if we're going to be really obnoxious, that we do it one-on-one, and we stand behind what we say, and we don't hide behind a flag. So we don't wrap ourselves literally in a flag in this. So if you're going to be racist, then you're going to have to be verbally racist and sort of take responsibility for it rather than literally wrapping yourself in a flag for whom a lot of people is a difficult thing. And I say that as Southern-born, okay? So it's not like, I mean, you accuse me of a lot of things, but in this particular case, I am not a Yankee. I'm maybe a Yankee by adoption, but not by birth. Okay, speaking of birth, that's a tough transition, folks, that the Donald has kind of put himself in the public forum this month, or in the last couple of weeks, I guess one actually happened 2 weeks ago, and we've switched over into another month, but by running for president and then mouthing off about a fairly large minority in the United States. And even if they weren't a fairly large minority, it's really to sort of characterize a group of people as drug runners and rapists. I mean, that's unconscionable, and people are legitimately unhappy about it. So I just said, okay, in a kind of lighthearted, I guess, what do we do about the Donald? And so shaving his head is certainly one of the more ingenious kinds of things. Let's hear what else other people have said.
Okay, so Sherry wrote, and I love this, Donald Trump is the Kanye West of politics. I thought that was quite
very
good.
Clever. Yeah. That's, believe it or not, one of the lines in Trainwreck.
Oh, really?
You're really quoting Kanye as a relationship expert? So, poor Kanye. I think that's a very apt description.
Yep.
Exactly. Except Kanye can actually sing. Oh, right. I point that out. Kanye would probably be offended by that.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
All right, keep going.
Okay, Maria says, I sincerely hope that everyone ignores him. Silence speaks volumes. Is he doing this for shock value? His narcissism and ego will have such a backlash. Macy's has decided to discontinue carrying his clothing line. It's a good start.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the people sometimes, there is this kind of philosophy, and I could name some people, which I will not, who really go as the wind blows, and they really feel that there is no such thing as bad publicity, and whatever it is, that they'll go where they think they will get the most traction, which can be a combination of people going, good on you, and other people going, boo. And what those people really want is both. Because it basically means that they get double the attention. They get applause from one quarter, but then they get that huge negative attention, which is reinforcing from another quarter. So it's sort of the idea being that there's something called a Q factor, which is your recognition factor. And so if you can get people to both love and hate you with equal intensity, then your Q rating goes clear up. And so I think that that this is one of those examples. So I tend to agree, both as a psychologist and as a, I suppose, vaguely in the media, is that if you just ignored him, this whole thing would go away. But it's not going to happen for exactly that reason, that people view this as in the media as, and I suppose you could accuse me of doing the same thing. So I'm doing it as kind of a, isn't this hilarious? What do we do about this rather than taking it all seriously? But I suppose you could say, well, okay, you're cashing in on it too. Except there's no cash involved. All right, keep going.
Okay, now Florence says, listen to him. He has a lot to say that the politicians don't want you to hear.
Like what?
I guess I don't know.
Listen, Florence, go back on either call me or go back on Facebook and tell me what.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm, you know, you're making a point, but you make the point specifically for me. Okay. Keep going.
Susie says, ignore him. Diane says, I like that he doesn't have to say the right things because he funds himself. We're too afraid to give our honest opinions these days for fear someone might get offended. Well, look where that's gotten us. Everything's in chaos. I say, go Donald.
Would you vote for him for president? Come on, would you really vote for him for president? I mean, there is, you know, there's the, it's true in Shakespeare, it's true in most literature, that there is a role for the clown prince, right? The court jester, of keeping, whether we're talking about Lear or we're talking about, well, Falstaff wasn't exactly the court jester. But the idea being that someone who, with impunity, can point out that the emperor has no clothes. I'm not sure that the Donald sees himself in that role. I'm not sure that we see him in that role, because I think he would rather see himself as the emperor than the court jester. But there is a role for that. But I don't think we elect them, except on All Fool's Day, in charge. We don't put them in charge. But we do on All Fool's Day for that one day.
Sure.
I just thought I'd point out the historical perspective.
Right. I like it. Marianne says, Donald is Donald. I like his no-holds-barred approach to business and politics. You can't say anything in this country anymore. If someone disagrees with you, watch out. Political correctness has run amok in USA.
Well, it's really interesting that the two Republicans who are in this huge field, I think Trevor and I are the only people who have not declared that we're running for president on the Republican ticket.
Although there's still time.
That's true. There's a long way to go. But the two frontrunners at this moment, believe it or not, are Donald Trump and Christie from New Jersey. And both of them tend to be wildly outspoken to both applause and jeers at the same time. So it may be that people are really looking for straight talk. I'm not sure straight talk and racism are the same.
They are, right, exactly.
But, all right, keep going.
Linda says, kind of on that line, hope to see he and Christie battle it out. Will be entertaining.
Yes, no question. That would, I think we have to make sure that they're, I sort of view the thing as, you know, with paintballs or something. I don't know that it's actually going to be a debate per se.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
Yeah, don't you think? See, oh, maybe yeah. That instead of presidential debates, you know me, I'm not a gun person at all. But I was someplace about 3 years ago, and they had paintball, and I loved it. It was really fun, you know, to splatter something like that. It still doesn't make me a gun person, but I was a little shocked that I had such a good time shooting paintballs at people. I know. Listen, I grew up in the West. I had my Annie Oakley six shooter. But I never did caps because I didn't like the smell. I didn't like the noise. And look, even if you don't give kids a gun, they take their index finger and their thumb, right, and make a gun. So what can I tell you? All right, keep going.
Erica says, Donald who?
Well done, Erica.
Yeah. Bonnie says, let's just enjoy the entertainment while we have it.
Okay.
Connie says, ignore and denounce him and all who agree with his racism.
Yeah, it's one thing to be kind of silly, and it's another to be a racist and give, you know, I was one of the few people who didn't like All in the Family, that TV show, because I thought that Archie Bunker was not necessarily a symbol of idiocy, even though presumably that's what he was. I thought he gave license to people to express their racism, and I don't think, I think that That you know, there's something just really sort of pretending that it's funny or pretending you're satiric. It's hurtful. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You can't believe what you did last night. But you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out, too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're taking advantage of the fact that many people have the day off today, and if what you were planning to do is call the program was a problem, please don't feel at all deterred, but because we're here, we're live today, we're going to also do it's a Broken Let's Fix It interview. Interesting enough, having to do with independence, called the Yes Men, and that'll be in a couple of hours, about an hour and a half. In the meantime, we're sort of reflecting on the latest sort of media event. Although, look, when the biggest media story is Donald Trump mouthing off, the world is in a relatively safe place, right? So I suppose maybe we're celebrating that as well. And as I said to Trevor, you guys never fail to impress me that I can put up something that is either pretty benign or even trivial sometimes, and you guys will come up with extraordinary responses, which gives me an enormous freedom to just kind of ruminate with you, because you guys will pick up the slack and just do amazing, creative, clever, inspirational, thought-provoking, smart things. So there, good on you. All right, so we're talking about the Donald. And I just asked kind of somewhat naively, what should we do about the Donald? And I suppose the preponderance is ignore him, which we're not doing, at least for today, but we may after today. So go ahead.
All right. Leanne says, nothing at all, Dr. Joy. Donald Trump will Trump himself.
Well, he has. I think he miscalculated on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Although, who knows? I mean, you know, who knows? You know, he ran for president in 2010, too, and then said, no, I'm not going to do it. But the ratings on The Apprentice went up. Duh. And the amount of money he could charge for speaking engagements and the request he got went up. Duh. Okay, keep going.
Dennis says, support his candidacy. Best Republican there is. Speaks volumes about the rest of the Republican field.
I think Hillary is contributing heavily to his campaign.
Yeah.
That was a wicked thing to say. Sorry.
That's funny. Okay, so Doug says, although I agree with some of his ideas, one doesn't have to do anything. He'll self-destruct.
Yeah, seems to be in the process.
Yep. Bruce says, I was just amazed to know he hawked suits for Macy's. Was a free Donald hairpiece included with each power suit sold?
He maintains, and I actually saw an interview with him where he grabbed the front of his sort of forelock there and pulled it up and said, no, it's real hair.
Which,
I don't know.
As I was saying, we were saying earlier, I think is much, much worse that he would wear his hair on purpose like that.
Voluntarily.
Ridiculous to me, yeah.
Yeah.
On that note, Kate says shave his head.
That's two for that.
Yeah.
All right, I have to tell you a terrible story that just came to mind. In high school, and understanding the only excuse I have for I can't even do is sleep deprived in high school, but young. There's always in every high school, right, some kid who puberty hasn't hit yet and won't for several years, right, the Doogie sort of the Doogie Howser kind of guy. And then there's some guy who got pubic hair when he was six or something. So we had one of those guys, and he had a mustache. And not only did he have a mustache, but he had this sort of big handlebar, lush mustache. And for some reason, and it eludes me, and he was kind of a swaggery kind of guy as well. We sort of decided, and I don't even remember who did it or why we did it or what, because I wasn't really in a gang in high school. I sort of was one of those people who sort of was in everybody, you know, that I would go back and forth between different groups, and so either everybody liked me or everybody hated me, depending on the day, because I didn't have my own posse at all. We shaved half his mustache. I'm not sure why we decided to do that. And looking back on it, it just seems just a wretched thing to do, just really mean. And I'm not sure why we did it, except that I'm sure that it was really instigated by a couple of the guys who did not have facial hair yet, and just got we girls to go along with it, because high school girls tend to be very compliant to high school boys. But I don't know why we did it. It was a wretched thing to do. Although, looking back on high school and even college, I think, how could we have possibly done that? I mean, there were some nice things we did, but, man. Okay, keep going.
Okay, Nancy says nothing. He'll drop out.
Oh, yeah, I don't think there's no way he's going to be a presidential candidate. I don't think that's much of a worry, but who knows? I mean, who knows?
Yep. Wendy says the worst thing we could do is ignore him.
Yep.
And Ms. Says, send him to Mexico. There you go.
On a goodwill tour.
Yeah, really.
I just I mentioned that Cartel Land comes out this week. And it's a really upsetting documentary. It's a little hard to recommend people go see it, just because it was unprecedented, as far as I can understand, access to to three different groups. One is the Mexican drug runners who admit, they said, look, we know that what we're doing is wicked. We know that the drugs wreck people's lives, but we're poor people. And this is the only way we can make money. And we know that it's icky, but what else are we supposed to do? Which was interesting. Then we have the physician, the Mexican physician, surgeon, who organizes a vigilante group so the town fights back against the cartels. And they actually have street fights, and they have these guys with automatic weapons and shooting at each other. And then you have an ex-military guy who has organized a paramilitary organization, again, vigilantes, along the Mexican border to keep people, drug traffickers and human traffickers, out of the United States. And so everybody's shooting at everybody. And what I walked away with was the sense of, I'm surprised the documentary filmmakers didn't get shot, because I mean it was they were clearly, and people shooting each other and basically missing each other. I mean you're talking about literally a war, and that the war on drugs is completely futile. I don't even know what we do about it, because and the United States is the main market. So you know what I'd probably do is legalize the whole thing and tax the daylights out of it. Because then at least you have some control over it. And making it illegal, that's how prohibition really gave the mafia a stronghold in America. Because you're saying to people, you can't do what you want to do, and they're going to do it anyway, and it just means that it's illegal and gives rise to all sorts of crime. So you make huge penalties for selling to kids or anywhere near a schoolyard, and tax the rest of it. Because it's just not a winnable war at this moment, and it's bloody. And it's awful. And I mean, so anyway, keep going.
Let's see, where was I? Mark says, support him so he'll become the GOP candidate and lose to Hillary in 2016.
That's what I said. Hillary's yeah. his main contributor.
Exactly. there we go.
All right, 855-993-7569. We'll keep this up for a little while, just because we've probably, you know, scratched the tip of the Donald iceberg. But if there's something that you want to talk about that has a little bit more substance to it, please feel free. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.